There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second hour, it's basically the worldwide transmission, and it's Tuesday, February the 10th, 2010. My guest this hour is Dr. Colin Ross. Dr. Ross is an internationally recognized and renowned clinician, researcher, author, and lecturer in the field of dissociation and trauma-related disorders. Dr. Ross's book, The Trauma Model, a solution to the problem of comorbidity in psychiatry, was first published in 2000. In addition, Dr. Ross has authored over 170 professional papers and has reviewed for numerous journals and grant agencies and is a past president of the International Society for the Study of Trauma and Dissociation. The book, The CIA Doctor's Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrists by Dr. Colin A. Ross, is available at the Power Mall with Joyce Riley. Dr. Ross, welcome to the show, and I'm going to let you go ahead and get started. What do you want to start with this morning? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I did write that book called The CIA Doctors, and it's based on 15,000 pages of documents from the CIA, which were basically declassified in the 70s. Plus, I went to the medical school library over and over and over and over and over, and collected lots and lots of papers from journals from the 50s, 60s, a little bit into the 70s, and then pieced it all together. And the basic story is kind of stranger than fiction. The mind control programs and experimentation that went on, 50s into early 70s, the involvement by all the major universities, major figures in psychiatry, violation of basic human rights, basic ethics, was pretty astounding. And it, in terms of the CIA mind control programs, everything after the early 70s is still classified.
But, let me ask you a question. Did a lot of this originate with the Nazi mind control programs and the scientists were brought over with Operation Paperclip? And do you find any of that in your research?
I've looked for that, and I firmly believe that, for viewers who don't know, or listeners, during the late stages of the Second World War, and immediately after the war, there was all these German scientists who were kind of in the wind. They were either back home, they were in internment camps, and there was a big scramble between the French, the British, the Russians, and the U.S. to try and get these guys and bring them over to support ongoing industry. And so the problem was, besides all the politics of that scramble, the problem was that many of them couldn't get State Department visas because their status was war criminal. So what the CIA did was it set up a series of programs, of which Paperclip is the best known, to bring Nazi scientists over and route them around the State Department visa requirements. And this includes, now all of this is 100% fully documented, includes Wernher von Braun and leading members of the NASA rocket program, all kinds of scientists from all different areas of medicine, you know, physics, propulsions, engineering, film. And the only people who are missing from the public record is the psychiatrist. So there had to have been psychiatrists brought over. Just nobody's nailed down exactly who they were, their names, where they came from, where they were brought to. But I would say beyond a shadow of doubt, there had to have been psychiatrists brought over. And we know for a fact that there was mind control experimentation in the death camps. That also was established, including with several different hallucinogens. And one of the most famous MKUltra doctors is he was born originally in Scotland, but he basically spent his career in McGill in Montreal, Ewan Cameron. And he was president of American Psychiatric Association, Society for Biological Psychiatry, Quebec Psychiatric Association, Canadian Psychiatric Association.
Okay, Doc, we're going right to break. We're going to come right back. I want to ask you about the drugs that were used in the MKUltra program, how they were developed, who put them into the people, and why it was done. We'll be right back.
Okay. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to Ted Brewer, your host of the Power Hour. This Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. My guest for the second hour is Dr. Colin Ross, and we've been having this very interesting conversation while we've been at break. And I've been giving him some information on what we want to talk about, and he's been giving me information on what he's aware of. And it's going to be a good show. You guys need to get tuned up for this one. This is going to be good. Dr. Ross has actually written a book on satanic ritual abuse. And we're going to go into talk, we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. And I want you to call up with your questions for Dr. Ross. We'll be opening the phone lines up in a few minutes. But before we go to that particular topic, I was asking about the use of LSD and Timothy O'Leary in the MK Ultra mind control program back in the 60s. And you had one comment that you said that you knew of one person had been given LSD. Can you go over that real quick, Dr. Ross?
Sure. Well, just to finish off what I was on before the break. So Ewan Cameron, who is an MKUltra contractor and also co-founder of the World Psychiatric Association with William Sargent, who wrote a book called Battle for the Mind, and William Sargent's one of the top British mind control brainwashing guys. So Ewan Cameron, who's very connected academically, also was a member of the group that went over and interviewed the Nazi doctors at Nuremberg and had clearance for that. And we know that the Nazi doctors used mescaline and other hallucinogens in the death camps and experiments. And then Ewan Cameron comes back and uses hallucinogens on patients in Montreal. So it's all tied together. And there's a whole history about LSD, which was first... There's a whole question about whether the history, the standard history of the discovery of LSD is a little bit inaccurate. But basically, this guy, Albert Hofmann, kind of discovered it by accident. He was a chemist at Sandoz Pharmaceuticals in Switzerland. And then it was being used experimentally by the CIA as early as 1953-54. And I have, in all those documents, I have, there's a memo from one CIA officer to another saying he's concerned that they always referred to the Russians as the Soviet. They're concerned that the Soviet is going to buy up the world supply of LSD. So they, one of the MKUltra sub-projects, which was a top-secret clearance project, was a contract with Eli Lilly in 1954 for $400,000, which is a lot of money back then, to manufacture and provide a secure source of LSD for the CIA. So the first manufacturer-distributor of LSD in the United States was actually Eli Lilly Company, who makes Prozac. And then LSD was being used by CIA officers themselves, and both military contracts and CIA contracts, LSD was being given to all kinds of different people, which is basically how Ken Kesey, Timothy O'Leary, all these well-known people got turned on to LSD. And then the whole thing kind of spilled out of control into the general culture.
Now, is LSD used as a brain control mechanism? Is it used as a brain entrapment device? What are they using the LSD for? Is it to open up different levels of the conscious and subconscious mind? I mean, you're the doctor. Tell me why they're using this. I mean, we're talking about this widespread use and $400,000 back in the 50s for the CIA to buy LSD. What was the point of this? Were they using it for their mind-controlled experiments?
Well, there's a couple things. In Senate committee hearings in the mid-70s, the general counsel for the U.S. Army provided a list of 125 different drugs that the Army had used in mind control experiments. So they used literally 100-plus different drugs.
Why were they trying to control people's minds? What were they trying to get them to do?
Well, basically, this is exactly what you'd expect. It's for interrogation purposes, to soften them up, to get them to provide information that they wouldn't otherwise, to reprogram them to erase memories. This is all described in the documents. And to try and detect opposing Manchurian candidate spies, basically, and also for the creation of Manchurian candidate spies.
Okay, so, now explain to me, you've got to stop for just a second. You're saying so much that's intriguing me, and I know the listeners. It's to create Manchurian candidate spies. Are you talking about dual personalities in which they can call them up like we see on TV or on these movies and give them a code word and they flip and their personality changes and they remember their programming and they go in and assassinate someone? Is that what we're talking? Is that even possible?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And not just assassinate, retrieve documents, infiltrate a cell, you know, whatever the mission might be. This is not just science fiction. This is described in great, great detail in the CIA documents and in the writings of a man called G.H. Esterbrooks, who was a Canadian-born guy whose career was at Colgate College in upstate New York. And he wrote a book in 1943 called Hypnotism. And in that book, and then as late as an article in 1971, described creating these kind of dual personalities for operational use in the Second World War in great, great detail. And he also interacted with the CIA and interacted with other leading hypnosis CIA mind control contractors. All that totally documented.
Well, you know what's interesting to me, you know, as a scientist, as a biologist, and a chemist, is that, you know, this technology has been available to us apparently since the World War II era, and that now it's just gone further and further and further to different levels, all the way up to 1970 when you said basically all that stuff was supposedly closed down, which we know that it wasn't. It just changed names. And now all the documentation from that point forward, you're saying, is completely sealed?
In terms of if you write to the CIA and ask them about things, you can't get anything beyond 72, 73. But we know that these programs are alive and well for a fact. We've just changed the name from mind control to enhanced interrogations. So what we know from Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay, which surely is just the tip of the iceberg, that's all the basic components of mind control. So if you're a high-value detainee at Guantanamo Bay, you're going to get sensory deprivation, sensory isolation, food deprivation, good cop, bad cop, puddings, attack dogs, some sort of drug enhanced interviews. You're going to be mock killings, sitting in a very, 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 very painful forced positions for long periods of time. Sexual harassment, humiliation, humiliation of your religion. These are all the basic elements of, you know, any extreme interrogation, mind control, brainwashing. It's all the same stuff.
It's all torture.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to say this isn't torture. I mean, so the United States is actively involved in torturing. We just do it off the shores of the United States so we can say it's legal and it's okay.
Right.
And do we do any of that left? Do you know of any of that going on still on the continental United States?
I don't. But technically, it's not continental United States, but Guantanamo Bay is technically U.S. soil. And so one of the cases from Guantanamo Bay is this Canadian citizen named Omar Cater. And he was, if I remember, I may be off a year or two in the story, but basically around 2002, 2003, when he was 12, he was in a village where a group of U.S. soldiers came in and there was a huge firefight. And he was dug out, half buried under rubble with fairly severe injuries. And he may or may not have thrown a grenade in the middle of the firefight. The reports are quite confused. But at any rate, he was captured at age 12 and arrived at Guantanamo Bay when he was 15 and has been kept as an enemy combatant ever since. And he's been subjected to all of these techniques. So that's actually legally child abuse perpetrated by the government of the United States on U.S. soil. If you treated a kid like that, just like in Omaha or somewhere, obviously you would go to jail for a long time. These are facts. These are not, you know, theories or this is not.
Well, I mean, you know, you read this stuff, and of course, the government denies everything. Everything that comes out that they. The crazy thing to me is, Doc, they tell you all of this stuff with these documents from prior to 1972. They tell you everything, and then when you bring it back to them and you say this is what you said, they say, "Oh, we never said that. That's a lie." And you're saying, "But you've got it in your own document." No, we don't. It reminds me of that Jedi mind trick and when Luke Skywalker walks into the bar and says, you know, they're not here, you know, go away. And we're supposed to just believe this. Now, what drugs are they using on us today? Is it the Prozac? Is it the Zoloft? How are they doing this to keep the American population in the state of sheepleness in which we don't want to wake up, in which we're allowing this to go on? What are they doing to us today to allow them to continue this? How have they dumbed us down, in other words?
Well, I don't know for a fact because any classified operation is still classified. But what I see is the major ways that our culture is propagandized and controlled is deterioration in our educational system in general.
Excellent. Good. Okay.
So the ability to weigh evidence, to weigh an argument, and as we see everywhere in our culture, a so-called debate consists of the extreme black person has a huge emotional reaction to what the extreme white person said. Then the extreme white person has a huge emotional reaction to what the black extreme person said. I don't mean racially white and black, just black and white thinking. And that passes for discussion and debate and resolution of disputes in our culture. So that's dumbing down. And then I think there's just a huge propaganda machine that filters and spins everything all the time.
Well, what about the use of Prozac and Zoloft? And we know these are tricyclic antidepressants that have black box warnings on them causing people to commit suicide. And we know they can be used at times for good in medicine, but they're so widely prescribed now in the tens of millions of people. I mean, what does that have? What kind of effect does that have on a person that's really mentally stable and they're put on these drugs by a psychiatrist who simply doesn't know any better or because the government wants them in our water supply and they've been found in our water supply? How does that affect us?
Technically, Prozac is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRI, which is a different group from the tricyclics, but doesn't really matter. Well, I talk about and write about how the psych drugs don't work very well and have tons of side effects. I'm very interested in that.
Okay, we're coming back from the break. We're going to start finishing this with Prozac and Zoloft and tricyclic antidepressants, select serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and we're going to talk about satanic ritual abuse, in which our doc is an expert.
on to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My guest the second hour is Dr. Cole Vaught, one of the world's foremost authorities on MKUltra, mind abuse, satanic ritual abuse. I just found out he just wrote a paper on using pancreatic enzymes in order to help defeat cancer, and he's an expert on that, too, as far as all the way to what the tropoblasts do in the body and how they're affected by these different types of enzymes produced by the pancreas. Brilliant, brilliant man. But we want to talk right now. We want to finish talking about what we were saying concerning the use of Prozac and tricyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors and how they're used as far as the brain mechanism, if they're good or if they're bad, if they can be abused. I'm also opening up for phone calls right now, and we're going to discuss a little bit about satanic ritual abuse and open your calls up. 855-995-6923. I still have Tim Holding from New York. I'm going to go to him first. 855-995-6923. We come back at the bottom of the hour. We're opening the phones up. Okay, Doc, tell me about Prozac and Zoloft, and if it's being overused, if it's being abused, if it can be used to basically change people's from a mental standpoint. How is it being used, and can it be used in these MK Ultra mind control experiments?
Well, there's that group of drugs, SSRIs, mm-hmm. and they're very, very widely prescribed. And basically, they block serotonin from being retaken back up into the nerve cell, mm-hmm. so it hangs around in the synapse longer, so it gives the serotonin level a boost. And that seems to be how they work. So there wouldn't be any point in prescribing them if they didn't change your mind, right?
Okay.
So nobody can really debate they change your brain and you change your mind. My main point about those drugs is, number one, they either are barely more effective than placebo or not at all more effective than placebo. And there's lots and lots of data demonstrating that. And
well, then the stuff that I've read said that either the omega-3 oils, the 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, that activated methylated B vitamins, all these different types of nutrients that you put into your body, into your brain, can actually be more effective than these SSRIs or the tricyclics. And the sad part about it is that they're very rarely ever prescribed. As far as the nutrition part of it, the doctors immediately go right straight into the tricyclics. But let's go ahead and drop off that topic right now. Let's talk, because we're fixing to open the phones up and they're going to go nuts. Let's talk about the satanic ritual abuses taking place that you've interviewed and actually had people, I guess you've spoken to, that have had this happen to them. And tell me about what they do during these abuses and why they do it.
Okay, so what I'm going to talk about now is what patients with multiple personalities, most of them, described to me, which I can't prove is real and I can't prove is not real. So this is different from the CIA stuff that's completely documented.
Okay, we're good.
So many hundreds of people have described to me growing up in these family-oriented, there's several different levels of them. Some is just kind of the family and a small group in some kind of like fringe cult kind of setting. And then some describe much more.
Okay, hang on one second. Doc, you're saying hundreds of people have told you this.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, I want to make sure we're not saying one or two people. Hundreds have told you this in a clinical standpoint, why they've been speaking to you concerning their issues. Go ahead.
And so it's just kind of conforms to the stereotype that you would expect. So that's an organized secret group. They have ceremonies on certain set up days of the year. It involves kids. It's kind of like a pedophile party in a way. There's a group of adults who are obviously all pedophiles. There's a group of kids. They have various rituals with satanic paraphernalia, crosses, all the way up to sacrifice of children and babies. So either there's a lot of false memories here, and there's really very, very little of that going on, or there's a fair bit going on, and it's very well controlled and protected. Those are the only two possibilities.
Well, now, Ted Gunderson, he was the head of the FBI in Los Angeles County for years and years. He came forward and said he'd uncovered a huge satanic network of pedophilia, childhood sacrifice, childhood blood drinking, and he went on to describe that this was prevalent in L.A. County and in the Hollywood industry. And basically, it was something that was so widespread that nobody wanted to talk about it, but it was so widespread that he had to talk about it, and he had to disclose what was going on, because he had had too many cases. If they had gone into these underground places and found this paraphernalia and these altars that had been set up, and he said that had been used. So are you familiar with Ted Gunderson at all?
Yeah, I know about him. I've read a bunch of his material.
What can be done for these people that this has been done to, Doc? I mean, obviously hundreds of people who are here that are telling you the same things aren't making this stuff up. There's some kind of ritual thing that's going on that nobody wants to talk about, that we live in a civilized world and we want to pretend like this pedophilia isn't running rampant in our culture. I mean, what can be done for these folks who come to you and disclose this information?
Well, basically, when it comes to treatment, it's kind of treatment as usual, the same as for somebody with multiple personalities who doesn't...
Okay, hang on, Doc. We're going to the break, bottom of the hour. We're opening the phones up. If you've got questions for Dr. Ross, this is some wild stuff today. Give us a call, 855-995-6923.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Get back with Dr. Ross. If you're like me, you're kind of sitting there, you know, thinking, wow, this is unbelievable. We've got a psychiatrist on the line right now who's actually telling us that what we've heard about all of this satanic abuse is real. He's actually spoken to people that have told them this in their psychiatric sessions, trying to figure out how to cope with all of this. And it was interesting. I was watching a video last night of a lady that I want to bring on the air, and she basically said that her father is the one who sold her into this. And that she had to have, her father was in trouble with the CIA, in trouble with the government, and they used her coming from this satanic child abuse family, and he sold her into the basic CIA MKUltra mind control protocol, in which she worked in, and she starts talking about all of these different people, including one of the presidents of the United States that was involved in this. I'm going to let her tell you who that person is. So tell me about that, Doc. Is that true? I mean, have you heard that same analogy that these people are being sold into this by their parents who have gotten in trouble with the government?
Okay, so there's two levels of true here.
Go ahead.
So it's true that I've heard these kind of stories from many different people.
Okay.
But I can't prove that the story is actually true.
Well, no, you can't, because I mean, it's kind of like anecdotal evidence in a research paper. I mean, if you have 500 people that take statin drugs and end up with kidney failure, you can't say that you have statin drugs causing kidney failure. You can say it's anecdotally been proven, but I can't prove that because there's not a double-blind clinical research study proving that. So you're kind of handicapped as to what you can say. But when you have hundreds of people saying the same thing who don't trade notes, who don't know one another, and are coming to you with the same stories, there's a high probability that some of what they're saying is true.
Right, I agree with that.
Okay, so go ahead. So tell me, is that how they come in?
Well, as I was saying during the break to you, there's several. This is again what I've been told. Several different pathways to recruitment. More commonly, it's my dad was in the military, my dad was in the intelligence community, or I was living near a base, he was a contractor onto the base, and there was some sort of enhanced special education, gifted kids, after-school enrichment program of some kind, and that was how I was recruited in. And then there's a subgroup of people who say, I grew up in a satanic cult family, and either the military CIA had dirt on my dad and basically forced him to hand me over, or my dad must have got paid off or got a thrill out of it somehow. So the kid obviously doesn't know, you know, the background of how it was set up by the adults. But recruitment in from a satanic cult background so that you have a pre-existing dissociative disorder that then can be built on by the programmers, I've heard that story many times.
Okay, so let me just, before we go to the phone calls, I'm trying to get this on straight in my own mind here, because I've never talked to an actual psychiatrist that's actually spoken to these folks that have actually told the psychiatrist this is what's going on, which would be you today, Dr. Ross. Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying is this pedophilia in our culture and sexual abuse of children is widespread.
Well, that's an undisputed fact. Child sexual abuse and child pornography are multi-billion-dollar industries in the United States.
I mean, have you heard anything about the United Nations being involved with child trafficking?
Yeah, I've heard rumors about all those kind of things. I don't have any solid evidence of any kind.
Okay, real quick, I wanted to go back to the Power Hour Mall. The book, The CIA Doctors, Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrist, by Colin A. Ross, is available at the Power Mall. You need to go there and get a copy of this book for yourself. My name is Ted Brower. You guys already know that. You can go to healthmasters.com and get, you know, if you want to get a copy of my health news newsletter that we send out a couple times a week, you can get that for free. I'm just sitting here almost, it's kind of like this, Dr. Ross. You know, I read this stuff all of the time, and guys, listen to that. All my phones are lit up now, so you guys just give me a break here for calls. We're going to start getting phone calls in just a second. But I read all of this stuff. And they say, psychiatrists have said, this psychiatrist says, that psychiatrist says, this is being used. The MK Ultra program was used with pedophilia, with child satanic sacrifice, child satanic blood drinking, child satanic rituals. And now you're telling me you have hundreds of patients that have come forward and have spoken to you, but not comparing notes, and told you about the same thing. Now this guy's, listen to me, this is one psychiatrist out of the tens of thousands of doctors and psychiatrists, I don't know how many psychiatrists actually are in the United States, Dr. Ross would probably know, that have been dealing with patients that have associative personality disorders because of satanic ritual abuse and seeing this stuff and being involved in all this stuff. I mean, it's kind of like this. You kind of know it's true, but you really don't want to know it's true. But then you find out someone like Dr. Ross comes forward and says, yeah, this is all true. Tim, you've been so patient in New York. I know you may not be talking to what Dr. Ross wants to talk about, but you have a comment, please. Tim in New York, go ahead.
You hear me?
I hear you, Tim. I apologize for leaving you on hold so long. What is your comment for? I hope you're going to ask Dr. Ross a question.
I just want to tell you that Dr. Ross is true. My wife was actually a victim of this in 1952 at the University of Rochester. She was subject to ionized radiation to her thymus gland by some German scientists. And back in 2004, 5, 6, and 7, they were sending letters. They wanted to do follow-up studies on the effects of her thymus radiation that she experienced. And in 2008, they literally came to her job, drugged her up with Risperdal and all kinds of psychiatric drugs, declared her incompetent, and they threw her into a nursing home against her will at 55 years old. And they continue to drug her up to where right now she's a vegetable and is bedridden. I have not been able to see her. You have to be on a list to see her. And her family are involved with the State Department and all these organizations that are doing this stuff. They actually sacrificed their own daughter for some reason. And if you want more information, there's a website called Save Kat Kobylak, Kobylak. I have documented this with undercover videos and saved everything to prove what I'm saying is true. And this woman has been destroyed for the name of science, because these people are, I hate to say it, Nazis. And it does go on right now as we speak in this country.
Tim, thank you so much. Dr. Ross, wow.
Yes.
Comment.
So the widespread radiation experiments are all documented in a committee report that was commissioned by Clinton. And it's just a documented fact that, for instance, at Harvard, a neurosurgeon named William Sweet testified to this Clinton Advisory Committee on Radiation Experiments. And he said that all the people we injected with plutonium in the Harvard system gave consent. But then he described a person who is identified as HP7. HP is human product 7. That's what they call their research subjects. So this one guy came into one of the Boston emergency rooms, unconscious, in a coma, was injected with plutonium, and died before he woke up. This is one of the people who gave informed consent. And this guy, William Sweet, was part of the brain electrode implant team at Harvard, which is directly connected to the Office of Naval Research Contractors in Yale, CIA military contractors in Tulane, and CIA contractors at UCLA, who are all part of this network of...
Okay, Doc, we've got to stop for a second. Okay, I got to ask a couple questions. I'm sitting here in cognitive dissonance right now. My normalcy bias has kicked in. I knew it was true. I didn't want to know all this stuff was true. Not from a licensed psychiatrist who's spoken to these people, who's an expert like you are. I am so glad you're on this show today, because you are forcing me to change an entire mental paradigm that I'd established, because I was just hoping that a lot of this stuff was hype, but you're telling me it's true. How are these universities, are they in collaboration? Are they in cahoots? How are they stopping this information being sent out? I mean, is there some kind of widespread conspiracy among the major universities that are involved in this, not to talk about this to the press? I mean, what is going on, and why aren't we being told all this stuff?
Well, in the 50s and 60s, into early 70s, there clearly was a widespread conspiracy, because all of the major universities had contractors in MKUltra, MKSearch, who were cleared at top secret. So it wasn't just a few crazy scientists in a basement somewhere. It was all the leading universities, leading physicians, presidents of American Psychiatric Association, editors of leading psychiatry journals, were themselves top secret cleared contractors.
And well, I'll be honest with you, this is just really, really irritating me right now, because I knew this was bad, okay? I knew it was bad. And I knew that basically people were talking about it. But I had no idea that here you are as an individual psychiatrist dealing with hundreds of people telling you the same types of information and what's going on. And the man just called up telling us that his wife was given drugs and radiation treatment to her thymus, and basically now she's been put into a nursing home and been basically put into a vegetative state. I don't know. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris. Question for Dr. Ross.
Well, Dr. Ross, I'm a private advocate. I too have observed much of this diabolic deceit and pedophilia you're speaking of, particularly up in the Salt Lake City area. But it's my perception, I'm wondering if you don't see the same thing, that this is infesting throughout the highest levels of government, the law enforcement agencies, FBI, and so forth, attempting to report these things. You become a victim yourself for trying to report, and they try to accuse you of all sorts of dementia stuff whenever you bring these things to the forefront for discussion of child pedophilia amongst law enforcement circles within different governmental agencies.
Dr. Ross, have you come under any persecution from this?
No, not yes and no. Nothing like really big and scary, but there's an organization called the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, and their original board of directors included two top secret cleared MKUltra contractors.
Of course.
And I've certainly been personally attacked pretty hard by those guys.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I did observe that James Roger Brown has a site called the Sociology Center that has a compendium, which was a House congressional investigation into this infiltration of child protective and family services groups around the nation by a group of deviants and mafiosos type that are preying upon children by incorporating them into the child protective services system.
Chris, you're an excellent caller. Okay, everybody's been great today. Let's let Dr. Ross answer that. Dr. Ross, child protective services, are they a conduit for this?
Well, I think common sense and what we know for a fact is going to tell you that if you want to recruit kids into pornography, you got to go somewhere where kids are, right? How are you going to get access to kids? Well, the church, the boys in the choir, Boy Scouts, Child Protective Services, foster care kids, what better place to go?
So okay, go ahead, Chris.
If there wasn't recruitment into pornography out of Child Protective Services.
Chris, any other comments?
The last item for Dr. Ross, one of the cases I've been deeply involved with, the female adult seems to be an offspring from the Zodiac in California, which relates back to your Gunderson comment and the family of Manson and the groups up in Petaluma. So this is a very diabolically demonic group that we're dealing with, and they prey upon their own children. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm aware of these connections between the Zodiac Killer, Manson, and so on. Tate LaBianca murders, obviously. It's so hard to nail it down, but it sure looks like it's not random.
Okay, hang on one second, Dr. Ross. I got to make a comment to the listeners. Okay, right now I'm feeling like I need to go jump in a shower and basically scrub down, and this stuff is so awful and so filthy. I don't want to know about this. I want to thank you listeners for staying with me on this. I had no idea that this was actually being exposed to this level of psychiatrists around the country. Doc, have you spoken with other psychiatrists who've had the same types of comments from their patients?
Yeah, anybody who treats a lot of people with multiple personalities, dissociative identity disorder, runs into these cases. And if you treat lots and lots of cases, then the numbers just go up and up.
Okay. Nancy, you got a comment, you got a question for Dr. Ross. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Just a comment. I had a MPD woman in my home out of Satanism for 3 years, and I've got DVDs and so forth that I took pictures of, but one of the worst things they did, they tried to sacrifice her on a fire in the cellar of her grandfather's home, and the pipes burst, the water came down, and she escaped. Very interesting stuff. I baptized her. I've got in my pond here because the ministers were afraid of her, and I just know this is true. This is all true. She was a multiple personality as a result of the treatment in the cult, and I just it's an amazing world we live in, and thank God that there are people out there that are trying to help.
Wow, Nancy, thanks for the call. Okay, Richard in North Carolina, you got a question. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say to Dr. Ross that I appreciate him being so forward about the ineffectiveness and actually the degree that the drugs that are supposed to help behavior actually end up harming people. I'm one such person. I do thank you for your writings and your talks regarding all the psychiatric drugs. And I would just like to ask, what percentage is the degree that psychiatrists, do they really know that psychiatric drugs are ineffective, or are they just so sold out to the pharmaceutical company that it's all monetary decisions over the ineffectiveness and the harms they're causing the patients? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, those are really good questions, which I don't have the final answer, but I think it's a combination of a number of different things. Clearly, there's huge financial incentives to say the drugs are more effective than they are.
Okay, okay, real quick, when you make these comments like this, Dr. Ross, they're so direct. I have to ask you a couple quick questions on that. Are doctors given trips and golf clubs and dinners and meals for prescribing psychiatric drugs?
Yeah, that's been clamped down on in the last few years, but if you pick up the American Journal of Psychiatry, it's full of many, many, many pages of color glossy drug ads. So the funneling of drug company money into National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, American Psychiatric Association, supporting meetings, supporting journals is massive. That's just an undisputed fact. And psychiatry's boxed itself into a corner where its identity is just making diagnoses and prescribing drugs. And so financially and...
Okay, okay, psychiatry has boxed itself into a corner by making diagnoses and prescribing drugs and not trying to deal with the psychiatric root problems of the patient. Rather, it's easier to drug them into a stupor by giving them a tricyclic or a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or some other type of drug. Is that what you're saying, or am I putting words in your mouth, or is it a combination, or is that sort of true? What do you think?
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
More fun off the air with Doc here than we are on the air. I said something to him a second ago while we were basically on the break, and I'm going to ask him the same question again and let him say the same thing. If I can remember how I phrased it, I was asking the doc if there were any drugs that actually were effective in the treatment of psychiatry, And he said, just a few, only minimally, very rarely. And then I asked him about the CCHR, which is an organization through the Church of Scientology, which I don't endorse whatsoever, but the CCHR is a really good subgroup of that church, which talks about the dangers and the abuses of psychiatry. And then I asked you a question, basically, Doc, that if there was any doctors that you thought were actually doing what they're supposed to do, and you said just barely, just a few. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the whole profession is just off the rails into this brain chemicals, drugs, genes model, and it's just not the reality of mental health.
The whole profession is off the rails with brain chemicals. Okay. All right, another comment we do a whole show on. Okay, Michael in New York, go ahead. Your questions for the doc. Michael in New York, go ahead.
Yes, just some comments, gentlemen. First of all, what you're dealing with is clearly sorcery, the black magic kind, which reminds me of the USA Today paper back in November when they had that special sales on Friday. The caption was, Black Magic Friday is back. So it's in our face all the time. We have to be looking at it, looking for it. And I don't know if you're familiar with KinderCare, but that was a business with old man Pappy George Bush with his associate Mr. Hinckley, the dad of the Hinckley that shot Reagan in the back. And they have KinderCare where they work with kids pre-kindergarten, and all this kind of activity was reported over many years and verified eventually. And then last, they also, through rock and roll, they sold their souls for rock and roll. You look that up on YouTube, and you'll see that the whole industry is all oriented around devil worshiping, and Anton LaVey, or Levi, of San Francisco's Church of Satan was the center of it as well, where they took the masters from the record companies and dedicated to Satan before they pressed it into vinyl, then released it to sale through the stores to get into everybody's homes.
Okay, thanks so much for your call, Michael. Okay, satanic music, satanic lyrics. We certainly know that Madonna and her Grammy Awards and her halftime ceremony and Katy Perry and all this stuff was pretty evil stuff. Is this being used for mass hypnosis, Doc, or just these imagery and these symbols are being used? What's going on with that?
I don't know what I think about that for sure. Whether it's just kind of going on or how much, organized program there is behind it.
Okay, Doris in Tampa, you've got a question for Doc. Go ahead.
Thank you. Although I may be off the subject somewhat, but I need help, Mr. Brewer, in that, of course, I'm down in Florida, too. But before panic attacks were even talked of or thought of is when my condition started. And I would like to know, is there anything supplemental from a nutritional standpoint that can help with withdrawal symptoms? Because I have really always hated taking chemicals.
Doris, stay on hold. I'll talk to you during the break because this is a little bit off subject, but I'll discuss this with you after Dr. Ross goes off the air.
You know
what's interesting, Dr. Ross, is that you've opened my eyes to the legitimacy of all of this. You've opened my eyes to the fact that there's a lot of stuff going on that's being documented by credentialed scientists and psychiatrists like yourself. And it was interesting. I was telling you this. I was talking to some psychiatrists out of New York a few years ago at a dinner table we were having on a cruise, and they started asking me all these questions. I started asking them all the questions. They started doing a quick psychoanalysis on me, asking me basically if I was paranoid, I guess. I don't know. And I thought that was kind of odd. But, the sad part about it is it seems as though, and Doc, I want to thank you so much for being on, but it seems as though whenever we basically do something that's against the mainstream media, against the mainstream medicine, against all of this, they like to put us in a pigeonhole and wonder if we're okay. Thank you so much for being on with me today, Doc.
No, thanks for having me.